Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just give God the glory for all that he is doing in our lives, for all that he is to us and all that he will do for us. We just bless God. We thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We are just recovering, and I saw where one of my brothers put on Facebook that we were complaining, we here in the South, because of the snow that we were receiving, and it didn't compare to the snow that that they're receiving in Chicago and other places in the United States. But to us, it's a blizzard. It shut us down for a day. And I'm looking out the window and I see that it's raining today. But I will rejoice in this day because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm having a little difficulty with my computer, and I don't know if it is because of the weather. I was calling in to give God the glory and to give him the honor today. So if you're on, callers, don't hang up. I'm trying to recover the page, but we're just going to continue on. And we know that God is going to allow us to be able to have our program today. So just hold on. And until that time, we're going to go about what we usually do, and that is to have my precious husband, my Valentine, on yesterday and every day, husband, to open us up with prayer.
Good morning, good morning, and God bless you. God bless you too, my Valentine. We just thank God for today. As we look to the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, Lord God, we worship you right now for who you are, and we praise you and worship you for what you've done and for every promise, for what you're doing in our lives right now, for you are awesome. You are mighty, Lord God, and we just praise you and thank you, for only you, Lord God, are able to just keep us in all the things that we are going through and all the things that we've gone through. When we look back over our lives, we can see, Lord God, that only you have brought us out. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Father, we give you that praise right now because you are worthy. In the name of Jesus, we pray your blessings right now upon this broadcast. And we just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to share the goodness of God with men and women across this world. For your word, let us know that we are to make known your deeds among the people. And Father, that's our purpose this morning, and we pray that you bless that purpose. Lord God, let your anointing be upon this broadcast. Let your anointing, hallelujah, just go throughout the airways. Everyone that would call in, everyone that would listen in, everyone that would say anything on this broadcast, Lord God, bless them, anoint them, and we just thank you even today, Lord God. Let there be an anointing, hallelujah, in her that will just permeate this atmosphere and invoke people to praise in the name of Jesus. For you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy, hallelujah, of all the praise, and we give it to you right now. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for good success. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for mending broken relationships. We thank you, Lord God, for going into homes, Lord God, and blessing your people, giving them the desires of their hearts, hallelujah, and answering their every need. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, honey, for that opening prayer. And we just want to invite everyone to listen to at the same number, 858-683-1334, to the broadcast of New Destiny Ministries. She broadcasts every day, and she has an evangelist, Adrian Bernard, has anointed ministers. So if you need a word from the Lord on a daily basis, and not that we can't get it ourselves, but if you just want to hear what the Lord is giving to some of the ministers, tune in. It's 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time every day at this same number, New Destiny Ministries with Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And right now we just thank God for the season that we're in. We're in the season of love, and for those of us that have mates, we're able to visibly see and touch our love. But for those of there are some out there that don't have a body to hold on to, but God said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us, and he will be whatever we need him to be. So lean on the love of God and know that God loves you. Know that God is there and is concerned about you and will answer every need better than any man or woman can do. He will meet your needs. So I'm just so grateful to God that we are able to broadcast today. We're having a little problem with our computer, and I guess it's because of the weather outside. But, babe, are you there? Are you still there? Okay, I'm not hearing you, so we must be still suffering from some kind of...
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes,
oh, okay.
I'm still...
Did you go out?
Okay, yeah, here I'm back. Yeah, we just are so thankful today for... I don't know. I'm still looking outside and see the white. And someone sent me a text and a picture this morning. Look up into the snow and talking about fond memories. And I will agree that it does bring back memories of living in Kansas City and Chicago. And it just shows the awesomeness of God. How that we just can't. Man is not in control, but God is in control. And I think about even how here in the Raleigh area that technicians and electricians and National Guardsmen and so on and so forth were all flown in and brought into the Triangle area to deal with a power outage that they predicted could not be a matter of hours, but more of a matter of days, and how that God just spared us. I think there's a few people that lost power for a few hours, but God is just faithful to us, and we just thank God. Even so many that had so many different issues related to the snow. We even had, not necessarily related to the snow, but hampered by the snow with our car. But God was able to bless us, or God blessed us, because he's always able. He blessed us that we were able to get our car retrieved. And we just, when we look back and think of all the things that God has done, and even we can look back even over the last few days, the last few moments, and we just don't realize all the time that God is keeping us day by day, moment by moment, from breath to breath. It's God that's keeping us alive, and we just ought to praise him. We just have to praise him. He's worthy of the praise.
Amen, amen. And I was thinking, and I sent out some messages, and I put it on there. I remember one of the mothers from back home at the Apostolic Pentecostal Church of Morgan Park. I call her Ma Drew, my foster, Drusilla Foster, Sister Drusilla Foster. And when she would get up to give her testimony, she always started out with Psalms 63:3, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Oh, my God. I'm just so thankful and so grateful for the broadcast, because it allows me to hear, and it allows our listeners to hear the marvelous things that God is doing in the lives of his people. And last week we had a young man that seemingly the world had counted out. He was a four-time felon, had been in trouble since he was a young child, being kicked out of schools, and at one point was not allowed even to go to the alternative school because he was a fighter, and he just stayed in trouble. But today, God has elevated him. He is an entrepreneur. He is a rapper. He goes around rapping about God. And he has two very prestigious malls here in the Raleigh area, at the Triangle Mall and at the South Point Mall. He sells Christian wear. And I know that he has T-shirts, Point You to God. And I gave his information on last weekend, and I want my listeners to, especially if you're in the area, if you're not in the area, you're still able to support him. But he has Christian wear, and I'm looking for the envelope that had his information on it. But I will come up with that a little later. But until then, we have a caller online, and I think this is my sister Kavina, and I'm going to open up her line. Are you there? Are you there, listener?
I am there. I am here.
Amen.
How are you?
It is my sister. I am good. My sister Kavina, she is a precious sister in Christ, and I come to know her through another sister of mine, and she is just, I mean, she always has a smile on her face, always so inspiring and so uplifting, always has something positive to say, and she's doing great things for the kingdom also, and also in her personal life, she's moving into, we're going to do some things together. Kavina, just tell us a little bit, and she's one of the people that is going to give God the glory and the praise today, and she was telling me that she has so many testimonies, and I'm just so thankful that she was willing to get on the air and give them.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time. I think the first testimony that I can give you that I'm from a Hindu background. I was born in India. And though I was always looking for God, in a sense, I did not find God, or God did not open my eyes until 1992. So, of course, praising that is a marvelous thing, in that if it was not for a neighbor of mine who took the time to really accept me where I was and just really shared the gospel in a way that only she could say, and then she said it through her invitation to her home, her inviting, and her invitation. And I would say to all Christians who are trying to reach out people of different backgrounds, it's really to invite people in your life on a regular basis, not as a big deal, but just as a normal thing. You know, if you're having dinner you can have one more person at your table, then go ahead and invite somebody. Because if it was not for that, I would not be a Christian today. And so I can tell you when I came to Christ on October 23rd, 1992, I went up and I came back home that night and I said, you know what? God, I think people have just really made it so complicated. God is about love and forgiveness. Anything else is just makes it too complicated. And so please don't complicate the gospel. It's just truly love and forgiveness. If people can see the love and forgiveness in you and the relationship in you, then you are doing more than is needed. People are not looking for the big miracle. Majority of the people, I think, are just looking for that special moment that they can connect with people. And so let me just share that. So I am just so grateful to my neighbor and great friend for all these years. And so I would say if it wasn't for God, I have gone through so much adversity even since then. I know, so, you became Christian and, hey, your life is so glorious and no big deal. And I would say that when you have a calling to share, and all of us do, don't make me look like I'm just somebody special, but we're all called to share the gospel and the good news, and we all have a calling on our life. And it's how we handle in spite of the adversity. I have been hit by an 18-wheeler, and we were able to walk away. And the policeman said that most of the time when he gets a call like that, this is not what he finds. And so I'm just so grateful to just for that, right? And then the next year, for whatever reason, I fell a flight of stairs. And again, I walk away. If I had fallen just an inch on either a half an inch or one-fourth of an inch in either direction, I wouldn't have been able to walk away. I wouldn't be even talking to you today. So amazingly, just things along that line has been going on just so tremendous. So I am just so grateful to God to be able to just say, Lord, thank you. And we just praise you for all that you have done in all of our lives, and including I will share my this scripture for 2014 is from Isaiah 43:19. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And for me, that was really the scripture when I saw, because it's really God talking to me, saying, do you not perceive it? And it was true. I wasn't seeing it. I was seeing all the hardship. I was seeing all the anguish that I was going through. And to finally have a word that just speaks to you so boldly and loudly, that I can say now that through God that I do have peace, no matter what's going on, whatever turmoil that is going on, I can just say, you know what, God's got this, and I don't have to worry about it. And that all the things that I have gone through, of course, there's more. So we only have a few more minutes. So that God loves you, not when you clean up or get yourself straight, but right now, wherever you are in life, God loves you, and he is looking for you. He found me, and he's looking for you. Just find him and make that connection to however you can to get to God, and I just know that your life will be better for it, because if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be here. God has just kept me going every verses, every prayers, every person that I met that I could encourage has been part of my life that has allowed me to move forward. And I think I always say to people that, you know, God has carried me forward, and it's true. There's so many times that God has just carried me, and I'm just so grateful for that. And thank you so much for the opportunity to share this morning.
You know what? That's why we're here. We're here so that people can look at what is happening in other people's lives and get encouragement to say, here's someone that was born in a country that predominantly is Hindu, and God brought her to the United States, and now she's saved and has testimony after testimony. You know, we've had some, that's a really big, you get hit by a 18-wheeler and you're able to walk away from it. That is nothing but God. That is nothing but God. But I always say, Kavina, thank you for sharing, that no testimony is too big and no testimony is too small. I just want people to be encouraged to know that God is still doing things in the midst of the turmoil of our lives. And yes, you're right, when we come into salvation, and this is the way that they used to make it seem like to me. You know, I've been saved since, and I'm so glad that you're able to name the date, the date, and I can name the time, you know, that the Lord saved me. But over 30-something years ago, the Lord saved me, and I was brought up in the church, but not really saved. But when it was first introduced to me, it was like, oh, you know, your life is just going to be, once you get saved, nothing is going to happen to you, and, you know, you're just going to live this blissful life. And that's not true. The Bible says many, many are the adversities of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. And we go through things not for ourselves, but for ourselves to build our faith also. But we go through things so that people can look at us and say, well, if God is able to do it for them, he's able to do it for me. And that's where our faith is built up and our faith is enlarged, so that we can trust God for the things that we go through and for other people to be able to see, you know, just how great our God is. So just thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on and giving your testimony. And I might be calling back on you, so don't hang up, okay?
All right.
Amen, amen. Now, before I let you go, but before I go to the next caller, you're doing some things, and we kind of briefly have talked about some of the things that you're doing, but you do a broadcast, don't you, yourself, or you just do segments? What exactly do you do?
Well, I'm in the process of starting a video show through the People's Channel called Just Sharing, and so that would be coming out in the next few months. And another one that I am also trying to do is a video show through the Google Hangout, and really talking about actually speaking to Christians and non-Christians in terms of what it takes, in not just in terms of being saved, but also just in life in general, things, topics about marriage and children, career, that sort of thing. So looking forward to that.
Amen. Well, keep us posted, Kavina, so that we can make our listeners aware of it, because anything to get out, I mean, life issues, testimonies, anything that can get people to look, you know, out of the desperate things that are happening in their lives, to be able to see some kind of hope, because some situations seem hopeless, like the young man that was on our broadcast last week. When I first encountered him, it was at a church, and he was, you know, giving his testimony briefly, and I'm so glad that he came on because he was able to give us his entire testimony, you know, from, I think he said, like, fifth grade on. Anyone looking at his life would see hopelessness. You know, he said that his situation was so that he had four felons on his record. He said, I couldn't even work at McDonald's if I wanted to. Now, to some people, that would cause them to go back into whatever they were doing to get those felons in the first place. But God, and God pulled him out, and now he's a successful businessman and an entertainer, and he's going around spreading the gospel in the way that young people, he's 24, the way that young people, you know, can hear it. They may not necessarily hear you and I because we're older, but they're able to, you know, they're able to, on their level, be able to be introduced to God and to hear of the miraculous things that God is doing in that young man's life. So I'm just so thankful. I'm so blessed, you know, to be able every weekend to hear what God is doing in the lives of his people. And it encourages me, and you know, to be able to hear that. So thank you, and don't hang up because I might be calling back on you.
No problem. I'll be here.
Okay, I'm going to go to our next caller, and I put a clarion call out this week for the people of God to call in and to give their testimonies, and I'm so blessed that I have on the line some people that want to give God the praise, and I'm having a little problem with my computer, I guess because of the atmosphere outside, it's a little problem. I'm not able to open up the line for anyone else at this time. It's not. So, Kavina, we're going to continue to talk. Honey, are you there? I know he's there. He's just... Honey! Okay, well, it seems like we're back on. So I'm going to go to the next caller, and the area code is 773. Yay, that's my hometown. And just not coming up, but 9574. And if you can hear me, it's not opening up. We're having a little delay. In the
okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, hello, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you
today?
I'm good. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to say where God has brought me from, my family and I. Where should I start? Should I just tell you my name or what?
Oh, yes. Tell us your name. And this is one of the dear sisters from my home church. And actually, I met her through my son years ago.
Yeah,
and
it's been a long
time. It has been a long time. And I love, you know, the positive pulse. Everyone that listens to my broadcast knows that I'm a big Facebooker. And I haven't ventured out into some of the other social media things that we have, but I am a big Facebooker, and I am so blessed that, you know, I hear people saying, you know, that there's a lot of mess on Facebook, and Elder Baguette used to say to us, eat the meat and throw the bones away, so that's what I do. But when I look at your posts and when your husband posts sometimes, it's always something positive. It's never mess. It's never, you know, something that I can't share if I want to share it. I don't share things that are inappropriate, but if I want to share your post, I'm always able to because of the positive things that you put on there. So I just thank you. And yes, give us your name and tell us about your, just a little bit about your life before you, you know, give your testimony.
Okay, I'm my name is Victoria Green. I'm May 40 this year in November. I have two children, a 16 and a 19-year-old. One is in Bradley. She's a sophomore. She's studying law. Good grades. I have a son. He's a sophomore in high school. He has great grades. He's in an agricultural school. I'm thankful to God that, you know, in the world that everything's going on with teenagers, that my children, you know, have not, you know, ended up like that or whatever. I still keep them, you know, in prayer and give them scriptures, and we pray together and go to church and things like that. But I have a great husband. We've been married now for, it'll be 11 years in May. We've been together for 12 years. Let's see, what else should I say? God is just awesome. His name is Michael Green. You know him since he was a kid.
I know. He's so sweet. He was always so quiet as a child because, you know, I watched a lot of the kids in Morgan Park grow up, and I'm just, you know, so grateful for the good seed that has come out of Morgan Park. And Michael is a quiet and handsome
young
man.
He's a quiet storm, but he's a quiet storm. And I remember we first started dating, David Foster, Elder Foster said, "What, he talking to you? I can't believe." Like, you know, because he was so quiet. He talked. I said, "Yeah, I guess he, you know, he talks to who he want to talk to." It was kind of funny because I'm total opposite. I talk, you know, so it was kind of funny. But, yeah, everybody is doing it. We have our own trucking company. You know, God is, he's really blessed us. And that, you know, that's leading me into my testimony because when me and Michael got together, we married, we dated for 9 months. And we got married. I wasn't pregnant. We wasn't having sex. It was just, I knew I had prayed. And I remember when I met him and I said, "God, I don't want to just date people in the church." And, you know, that's just not what I wanted to do. And I had told, only person I told that I had liked Mike was Ernie Allen. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I know you probably know him. But I went home and I said, "God, if this is not it, you know, take it away because I don't want to deal with it." But God has truly blessed us. In 2007, we were able to buy property. We bought houses and all this other stuff. And it was in 06. And we bought houses, and the market began to crash. We were so new out of it, we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? We end up, long story short, we have bought like three houses, one building, and it was a total of three. And people stopped paying rent. Mike got into a car accident. He didn't work for 9 months. I was looking for work, and the house that we were in, we didn't purchase it. We were doing rent with option. When the guy came and seen all the work that we were doing, he put the house on the market. So we were going to court. It was crazy. We put like $4,500 worth of work into this house. And as far as the plumbing alone, and, you know, it was just crazy. And long story short, we ended up having to file a bankruptcy. Now, in 2007, my husband quit his job with CPS and started his own trucking company. So he started his own trucking company in the midst of what they called a recession. But fast forward, God blessed us. We stayed faithful to God, stayed faithful in our tithing and in our offering. It was hard for my husband because he didn't see it. You know, it was hard for me too, but it was, I think women, we take stuff a little bit differently than men do in regarding, you know, just faith and stuff like that. But I remember we're no longer at Morgan Park, and I remember I wanted to leave. I said, "I really want to leave because I know God is calling me somewhere else." So he was, like, really upset because he grew up at this church and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So, but we stay faithful. And one Sunday, you know, they say when the pastor out, people go visit. Well, that's true. He said, well, Bishop's not here today. Where do you want to go? And I said, well, I want to go to Prayer and Faith Outreach Ministries. And when I went to the church, it was like a burden had lifted off of me. And I had got a breakthrough. Like, you know, I didn't even realize, you know how sometimes the way the world is so heavy, you don't even realize it's your burden sometimes because you just keep going. You know, you pray, you fast, and you just keep going. But the preacher had preached, and it shall be glory after this. And when he preached that, it was just, I connected. But not more importantly that I connect, my husband connected. And I never forget, we went and talked to the pastor at the church. We went and talked to our old pastor. You know, a lot of pastors, you know, they don't want you to leave and all of that. But I seen something in my husband began to change. I began to see his hunger come back. And I never forget when we joined the church and they take you in the back and they pray with you and they make sure, you know, you're saved and they do the repentance prayer with you. And I seen God, he was already filled, but I seen a refilling. Because we don't think that we need to be refilled, but we do. You know?
Oh yeah.
We have to, you know. And so it was just amazing, and I never forget in the truck when we had the trucking company, we were leasing a truck, and I kept saying it was times where we would get into it, like, you know, because my husband, he's a good guy. I don't worry about him cheating. I don't worry about, you know what I'm saying. But it was, I needed that drive. But I was the one that had the drive. But
right.
God had, but he had the company. So even though I had the drive and he was the head, I couldn't move. And I began to get frustrated. I'm like, I want a divorce because I think you should do it this way. And you know, I was just really upset. And I had to, I used to have to go and repent to him, repent to God. And I'll never forget, I went to church this one Sunday, and it was Easter Sunday. And it wasn't that the pastor had preached such a, but you know, you, just like, you know, we hear from God as well. We have a connection with God. And I'll never forget, I came home and God had spoke to me and said, I am your source. Whatever way I choose to let the resource come, I'm your source. So it doesn't matter about that truck. If you are operating, whatever money you operate on, I'm going to give you more than enough. So stop looking at the truck. I got on my knees, I told my husband, and we repented. I said, God, so we got to repent. Within maybe a month or so, not even that long, because he got his truck in May. So Easter is, what, March or April, so maybe a month. We was applying for a small business loan through a company called ACON. So ACON said, okay, we're going to approve you. We're going to approve you for this truck, $8,000, 17% interest rate, because it's a commercial truck. So once God had gave us, you know, about, you know, just trust me in this, you know, I was like, okay. I told my, I said, ask your company that you're contracted with, would they buy a truck for you and you do it. So he was kind of nervous. I don't know, but they ain't going to do it. I said, ask. Bible say knock. Ask. Seek. So he asked them. And the first thing he said out his mouth was, you all don't. And I said, no, you know, in the back, you know, I was like, no, don't say don't. I said, that ain't what you say. And then he changed. He said, well, I need you guys, or will you be willing? So the man told my, he had such great favor on his life. He said, we like you. We're going to give you $15,000 with a 6% interest rate. With a 6% interest rate.
Look at
God. Go pick out a truck you want. So it went from $8,000 to $15,000, from 17% to 6%. He paid the truck off within a year. So I said, every year what we like to do is we like to write down our goals on New Year's Eve and pray over them. That's our family goals, our personal goals. We make the kids write down their goals. And we pray and we say, what do we want to achieve? What do we want? You know, the Bible said that he will perfect those things which concern you.
Yeah.
So we laid them before God, and so February, you know, I said, I think I want to get a house. Now, man, I told you we had did a bankruptcy, right? So we had been working on our credit and stuff and everything. And so I was looking at houses, hadn't got approved, hadn't got a pre-approval letter. But, you know, the world way say you're supposed to get good credit, you got to get pre-qualified, you got to have all this money in the bank, you got to do. So I want to look for a house. I began to go look for houses. And God deals with me in dreams. And I began to go look for houses and stuff like that. And it was one house I loved. It was in Homewood. I really loved it. But it was the older house with that. Totally rehabbed it. And so when I went and looked back, they said it was gone. It was off the market. And I was, like, really disappointed. So then we just began to look at all kinds of stuff. We could rehab this and we could do that. But mind you, I told you we had had a house before that we had rehabbed to put work in. And I was like, man, and I remember waking up that morning when I found out that other house had was off the market, and I heard God say, new construction. Now, ain't nobody building in this economy. Ain't no houses going up. Not in Illinois, it's not. No houses going up. Y'all still hadn't got a pre-approval, any of that, none of that. So we went to this one guy. He was saying, well, we can do this, and I'm going to just give you a pre-approval. But by the time you're ready, he kind of didn't know. So I was giving up. I said, Mike, just forget it. I said, we'll just wait till next year. I'm not going to even worry about it. My husband says to me, no, babe, let's just go because we ain't got a referral. Let's just go to this lady and see what she say. We went to the lady. Mike gave her his information. She called me the next day and said, did you get my message? I said, no. I got you guys pre-approved. I was like, what? I was all shocked and everything. Okay. So long story short, we had got pre-approved, and we was looking for houses. Now you guys had told me new construction. I was like, I don't know. So I had three realtors working for me, three of them. So one lady said, no, you can't do that because the taxes was too high. I was like, I want to go see it anyway. So she gave me the code and let me go in because she didn't believe, you know. So I said, okay, I don't want to deal with her. So my one friend, she said, well, come on, we'll go see the house. So my I've seen it before. Then the day before, I said, I don't like the house. So we came back, and I fell in love with it. I was like, oh, my God, this is it. We're going to put a contract on it. But once we did that, so much stuff started happening. It was just, I mean, wherever the enemy could come in, and Ashton, my son, grandmother told me, God said the house is yours, but you got to trust him. So much stuff happened. Usually you close in 30 to 45 days. We close in 6 months. But everything that happened, God was just like, okay, don't worry about that. You know, I'm going to make a way. You know, when the Bible says he'll make a way in the wilderness, he did. I learned patience. I learned how to trust God more. I learned how to listen to my husband, and God would give me dreams about it. And I was disobedient. Let me tell you how I was disobedient. I'm going to let you guys go. God, it was a lady. I was trying to get a grant. You know, they have grants so that you get for a house. So we get the $25,000 grant, but we had to go through a different company, and my mortgage company didn't do grants. So God showed me how I was going to call that lady on the phone. She was going to tell me no, and she ran my credit and made my credit mess up, you know, hit my score. Do you know that same thing happened? I was like, oh, my God, I had a dream. I knew I shouldn't have did it. I said, God, please, I repent. Show me the next step, what we're going to leave. Every step he showed me. But even though he showed it to me, I was still like, oh, God, you know. And so when the young lady said the scripture, haven't you seen that I made a way? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, that is right on time because, you know, this whole thing has been, God has made a way. And when I first called in at 7 in the morning, it's so funny that you was playing, they were playing my Red Brown Clark, I Just Want to Praise You, because that's one of my favorite songs. And it's just like, God, I thank you for what you've done. And, you know, I don't care what the world says. I don't care what happened. When it's meant for you to have it, God will make a way. Because we paid the truck off, we could pay the house note. We still being faithful in our tithes and our offering. We still being faithful to God. You know, so I just want to encourage somebody. You know, it's not too late to fulfill your dreams. And even though the house, you know, was just to show that God can still do it, but there's other things that we want to accomplish and other things we want to do in ministry. And I know it's not too late. So I want to encourage somebody, no matter if you feel like you got two quarters, God will make it stretch. You don't have to have anything, and he'll make it. He'll make it work. And, you know, you have, the Bible says faith without works is dead. Don't get me wrong. We have to put the work into it. We had to make sure we had a bank statement. We had to make sure that, you know, that we did take care of the credit. But he made a way when it was obstacles. I'm going to give you an example. Mike had owed the IRS because he owns his own trucking company. So we hadn't filed the taxes since 2012. So it was a balance owed. Well, they looked over that. And the loan officer told me, oh, don't worry about it. We've seen you all. Don't worry about it. They still going to do it. Like, who does that? And it's so ironic because when I called the lady 2 weeks ago looking for her, they said, she's no longer working. We can't find her. We don't know where she went.
An angel, huh?
Right. That's right. I was like, wow. So I just want to encourage somebody. Thank you for giving me my testimony. My testimony basically is keep faith. It's about my husband, how we did it together. It's something about that when you have a spouse that you guys are, you know, when the Bible says don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers, but even in the faith, you know what I'm saying, even in the level of faith, because when it was times where I felt like giving up, he stepped up. He said, man, let's just see what happens. I told him, because they even had to order a second appraisal for this house. And I'm going to tell you guys that this house was a brand new house that was built in 2009. No one had ever owned it. It was a subdivision that they didn't even know that was in this area. All the houses in the area, 2009, 2010. The bank came in, put brand new carpet, painted the wall. They did everything we asked them to do. So when God had told me new construction, I was like, huh? We were the first owners beside the builder, because the builder in this subdivision, it was foreclosed. So the whole subdivision, he had given up. So it was nothing but the favor of God. It was nothing but the favor of God. And our faith, as we were going to church, our faith would be, it would just keep getting increased as my pastor would begin to, you know, because he's a teacher. My pastor's name is Bishop William Hudson. You guys should check him out. He's online, and I believe he's on Word Network and everything. You remember on Amen, little Pastor Johnny, the one who was preaching against Clifton Davis. I don't know if you remember that show, but that's my pastor, Bishop William Hudson. But God, it was just remarkable. You know, it was just remarkable. And to see what he brought us from. Because we were homeless at one point when we went through all that foreclosure. And when I say we was homeless, we lived with family, but it wasn't our own.
Right.
And that was something to deal with children, you know. So, but we still went to church. We kept the faith. And the saints sometimes can be so insensitive because you don't know what people are going through when they come to church.
Right.
But you just, you know, you just make sure that you're sensitive in the spirit and just, you know, love on people. And that's my thing. Just love on me. You know, God will do the work. If you show the love of God, it'll be all right. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Amen. I just thank you, Victoria, for calling in and giving your testimony. You know, when we come up against obstacles, sometimes it's like, you want to give up, but the Bible says that if we do not faint, we see it to the end. God is going to work it out. The scriptures that you gave are some of my favorite scriptures, and he will perfect those things concerning you. God wants us to be examples. The Bible says that we are epistles read of men. So when people look at our lives, even if we never open up our mouth, you know, to say, pick our life should be an example for people. Look, they didn't give up. They endured, And now they have a beautiful home that the world would say is impossible, that you could have a home. You went through bankruptcy, you know, your credit was messed up, but God. And so that's why we're here. We're here to hear and to give God the glory for all that he does for us. And it's an encouragement. Like I said, I'm encouraged every week when I hear what God is doing in the lives of his people, you know. And I just want to say this. We say, you know, that, you know, and this is not a blight on you, I'm just saying this. We say that I did this right and I did this right and I did that right. But sometimes we don't do things right. And God still blesses us. You know,
so
he said,
come on now.
Loving kindness have I drawn thee. It's like our children. You know, our children do things that we don't want them to do, but we don't cast them aside because they're not doing everything that we want them to do. You know, we keep loving them. We're still there for them. And the Bible says that we, being wicked, know how to bless our children. How much more will God bless his children? And we're his children. Thank you, Victoria, for calling in and giving that testimony. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I'm
sending you a picture of the house, too.
Okay, amen. I'll post it on Facebook. Everybody that listens to the broadcast knows that I am a big Facebooker. And
I inboxed it to you so you could share it with your people.
Okay.
And you know that the enemy, everybody ain't going to be happy for me because I've never posted my house before, you know, because I know everybody ain't going to be happy. Everybody going to be saying, how you do this? And it's okay, you know, it's okay. But I sent it to you so that you can see it. But like I say, faith for our works, we had to work the credit. We had to get in the right place, but we had to listen to God and be obedient, you know, and trust God and then trust each other and, you know, but I thank you for the opportunity. Like you said, I just thank God for it. So you guys have a great day. My husband wants to go grocery store shopping.
Okay. Well, tell him I said praise the Lord. And I just love you guys.
Sure.
Love you guys. And
love you too.
Just, I'm so blessed that, you know, that you have a good marriage and you have and not perfect, because my husband and I will be celebrating our 29th year this year of marriage.
Okay.
Everything is not, you know, peaches and cream, but we just have God, and we know that God, if we depend on God, he will work things out for us. If we listen to him and make up in our minds, that's the one thing that we did. We made up in our minds that this is it. If there's no out. A divorce is not an option. My husband said that he told me, I don't remember, but he said that he told me, if you leave, wherever you go, I'm going with you. If you try to leave me, if you try to leave me, wherever you go, I'm going with you. So you're not getting rid of me. So, you know.
That's fun. Yep. When I was getting upset on them times, my husband was like, girl, please, whatever. You know, he's saying, like, whatever. You know, we would be, man, I'm just saying, you just want to, you know. And it was like, you know, women, we just so, well, from my family, we came from strong women, so used to control. Well, you have to relinquish that, you know, and I had to trust God and say, well, God, when he's ready, you know, so. But thank you guys so much. I will tell him that you said praise the Lord. And I really enjoyed it, and I will be logging in to hear what's going on. Thanks for the invite.
Amen.
Love you, God.
Love you. And share the broadcast with everyone. We're always looking for testimonies. So just share the call with everybody.
I sure will.
Okay?
Okay,
thank you. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Amen. I just am so thankful to God. And I'm going to go to our next caller. And callers, you don't have anything to say. You don't have to say anything. Just, you know, don't hang up. because no telling what God is going to do on this line today. But the caller is the area code 323 and the last four digits 3026. Are you there, caller?
Amen, amen. Praise him. It's Liberal Democrat. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. I've been thinking about you. I've been meaning to call you. How are you today?
Amen, amen. I was like, amen to God. We still, amen to God, got that situation whenever you guys get ready, so take your time.
Yeah, I'm ready. I just hadn't gotten a chance to give you a call, but so thankful for you. I don't know if you heard all of the testimonies this morning, but we just have had some awesome testimonies this morning of
thank
the faithfulness of God. We have, I know that you weren't on, Sister Kavina. Sister Kavina she's still on the line. I asked her to hold on. I told her that I might come back to her. But she's from India, and now she's a Christian. And, you know, there's nothing too hard for God.
All right now. Amen, amen, amen. I was encouraged. I was hearing the various testimonies and whatnot about people getting houses and God blessing, and then the testimony earlier to that and whatnot about that sister and whatnot. I couldn't get in. I think you said you guys were having problems with your lines and stuff like that earlier. So I hung up and called back, and then I hung up and called back again, hoping the lines would, you know, fix themselves and whatnot. Cause, you know, sometimes they, you know, Blog Talk and it'd be doing that with the phones, doing this snowstorm and stuff like that that's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You guys, we're foggy and cloudy, and that sometimes messes with the reception. But our snow has passed and it's melting slowly. But I think we're supposed to have like in the 50s.
Yeah, I'm shocked. You guys are North Carolina, is that right?
Yes.
I'm surprised at the South. I'm hearing like snow is falling in Atlanta, it's falling in North Carolina. So does that usually happen in the South like that, or is that something new or whatever?
We occasionally get snow. It comes and it goes. Like it'll snow and we'll get like maybe an inch or so. But because of the hills here, you know, they're not equipped. Although they did a fantastic job, excuse me, this year, my husband, we were snowed in Wednesday, which happens to be my birthday, and we were snowed in. And then Thursday.
Wow. Happy birthday. Hallelujah.
Thank you. They came and plowed our subdivision, like, that is unheard of.
Wow, that'd be a
sight. Yeah, they were prepared this year to, because they were, you know, predicting that it was supposed to be. But thank God, you know, we prayed and we were believing God that they had brought people in from around the country, in the close areas, because we have ice. We don't have snow, but we do get ice. And
wow.
There was like a huge ice storm. We moved here in 2003. In 2002, there was a huge ice storm, shut the city down for like a couple of weeks. People were without power for like a couple of weeks. So they were prepared for it this time, but God just, you know, did not allow that to happen. He did not allow that to happen. So we do get snow, but it comes and goes. It doesn't stay. It's not something that stays. And usually we get it one day, and by the evening or the afternoon when the sun starts shining, it's gone. It's still little. It's not.
Amen. That's why one of the reasons I left in New York. I used to be in Harlem in New York for a minute. And I moved to California to get away from all of that crazy weather. I'm like, Lord, never again. I'm done with this cold and whatnot. So when I turned on the news and I seen how it was hitting over there, I said, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Got out just in time. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You guys were talking about technology and how things were going crazy on the computer. That's kind of sort of my testimony today, too, is, you know, I was thinking about, I said, Lord, should I testify about this? You know, I said, you know, but it's still a testimony, amen.
Yeah.
I was doing some editing on some stuff and whatnot, and it was a big project. and I was on my computer and whatnot, and so I had the original. So if I lose it, you know, everybody loses it. And all of a sudden, my computer froze, and nothing would happen, and I didn't get a chance to save anything. And I'm like, Lord, I said, Lord, you're gonna have to bless and whatnot. And I was like banging on the computer and everything, trying. I said, come on. And I said, Lord, you're gonna have to do this, because I was scared to turn it off. And I said, Lord, you just unfreeze it. And then nothing would happen. Everything was just frozen and whatnot. And I said, Lord, let me just reboot. And maybe, you know, and I was scared to reboot. So I was praying all along. I said, Lord, you got to do this and whatnot. And I called some people and asked them, y'all got copies of it? They said, no, you got the original, especially because you editing, so we don't have anything. And I was editing. It was like a couple of hours worth of editing. And so all the changes that I was making and stuff like that, you know, was stuck. It was on my computer. And I was like, Lord, you're going to have to do this and whatnot. And the thing was froze. I said, and he said, did you save it, you know, at all? I said, no, I didn't get a chance to save anything. And hallelujah, but God, hallelujah. So I turned off the computer, and I turned it back on and whatnot, and didn't see anything. So when I opened back the program, you know, usually, you know, it's self-saved sometime, and it starts back at the point where you went and said, it was interrupted, and do you want to start from here? I didn't see that. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you're going to have to do this. I turned the computer off and turned it on again and whatnot, and then I turned it off and turned it on again, and then when I went there, it had found it, the file, and I was like, it gave me that message and whatnot, even though I didn't save it, the computer, it had backed it up and saved it on its own. And I said, this was a big project. And I was like, and then when I got, you know, when it came up again, I saved it. And then I put it in my Dropbox and I emailed it. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Because I was all worried. I said, Lord, this is going to cost me like 10 more hours or some stuff to start something like this from scratch. It would have been crazy, you know. But God, so like, you know, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, how he's even in control of these computer things, because like he's not only saving us. Thank you, Lord. He's saving our information that we're working on. So, Lord, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, amen, and all that he's done for me, amen, my soul cries out hallelujah. Amen. I thank and praise God for saving me and the work that I've been working on. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I praise you, Jesus. You know, God has our back even when we're working. So amen to God. I thank God for that, because I was like, Lord, I really don't feel like doing this thing for 10 more hours working on this, but God did that thing. Hallelujah. So I thank him, amen to God, for just being who he is. Amen. So God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and we know that when you're working on something, and you have to shut your computer off, it gives you the little message that said, if you haven't saved this, it may not come back.
Exactly. It definitely tells you that. We might say that it can go really, really right or really, really wrong.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I thank you, Lord. That was scary.
Yes. God is concerned, like the guest before you, Sister Victoria. God is concerned about those things that concern you. We are so quick to say, oh, you know, God is not, he's not interested in this and that. He's not going to do anything about this because this is just something so, you know, insignificant seemingly to everybody else. It may not be insignificant to us, but
yes,
everybody else, like, okay, you know, so what? But God is concerned about us. He is concerned about us. And I just thank God. I say, God, thank you for calling me in and giving your testimony. We just bless God in this time of the love. This is the love, Black History Month, and the love season. So we just thank God for his love and how he loves us and how he's concerned about the things that concern us.
Amen. Speaking about Black History, he saved the black business. So thank you, Jesus. Ha-ha. Amen. We ain't cursed. Amen. When people be talking about black people cursed in the Bible, I say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We blessed and highly favored like everybody else. Amen.
Yeah, I don't receive that. I don't receive that. I just, you know, sometimes I look and I say, well, Lord, I just don't understand. One of my friends, as a matter of fact, one of my former guests, Elder Kermit Glashman, put on, he's been doing little things for Black History Month, and he put on about this, I guess he was a general or colonel or something, and how he slaughtered like 1 million to 2 million Africans. And even after doing all of that, we're still here. We're still successful. And I say God is using us as an example of someone that can be beat down, because as a race, we have been beat down. We have been,
there have been
other races that have been beat down like us. So I don't think to the extent that we have, but still we rise, but still God is using us as an example. So never as a black culture should we think that we're cursed, you know.
Yes.
Another guest that I had, and this was Pastor Odetta Miley, and she was saying that when adversity comes her way, you know, she doesn't say that she's, you know, being adverse. She's saying, God is using me. God is using me so the world can see his handiwork in me.
Thank you, Lord.
So God is using us so that the world can see the handiwork in us, and how even after being oppressed, even after being or considering. Okay, thank
you. My Lord.
He said he's considering. I said the wrong thing. He said that she said he's considering me when we come into adversity. He's considering me. And honey, since you're there, what scripture is that that she used?
Actually, it was when she was talking about Job, how that Job, when God said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And so she just went on to say that that's what's happening. I'm just being considered because of the faith and the power of God in my life. So that's pretty powerful.
Amen. Because they ain't considering people who ain't serving God, because he already got them.
Amen.
He's concerned about us. That is encouraging. I mean, Lord, I'm doing something right. Amen. That's all right, Holy Ghost.
Amen. Well, I'm going to open up, Kavina. Thank you for holding on. I'm going to open up your line so that you can talk. Liberal Democrat is a faithful listener to and a speaker to New Destiny Ministries, where Evangelist Adrian Bernard is the host, and she's the overall host of this broadcast. We're under her umbrella. And Sister Kavina, I want to introduce you to Brother Liberal Democrat.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Enjoying these testimonies. Amen. God is still working in 2014.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you. I did want to add that I'm sure there are lots of more testimonies to come, but one of them was in the year 2000. I said, I need to share my testimony to the churches so that way they know how to reach out to people, I guess, of my kind. And, of course, realizing that in reality that's how to reach most people is really through just the hospitality. And
yes, God.
So that was 14 years ago, and of course I have mentioned this, that, hey, I want to share my testimony to so many people, and today is the day. I will tell you that I hadn't really gotten a chance to share my testimony beyond the maybe one or two churches, and so I'm just really thankful to be invited and to share my testimony on a larger basis.
And plus new media these days, you know, you can speak to millions of people. Like movements are being started over the internet, like on Twitter, you know, you can see what's going on overseas. So you can reach so many people with your testimony by just going online and telling your story. Amen. And somebody's
reading it. Well, thank you. I received that.
Amen. Yeah, somebody's on this line 24/7 on these internets. Please believe it. You know, they might not even see it live or tune in live, but they're channel surfing all night long, 24/7 and whatnot, listening and whatnot. So your story is being heard. Now that you came online, you know, you'd be surprised who, you know, because God's word never goes for a void. Somebody going to hear this thing. Amen. So God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I receive that.
My brother is a media person, and Kavina is a media person also, a liberal. I just wanted to let you know that. But like you're saying, we're reaching around the world with Blog Talk, and I'm so grateful to God that we've embraced it. I've heard ministers and pastors, you know, the older pastors that were saying that they missed the move of God. When television first came out, it was brought out to the church, and the church was like, no, that's of the devil, and, you know, we don't want to have any parts of it. And they missed the move of God. They missed the move of God. I mean, and now look at the junk that they have on television. If maybe the church had embraced it, you know, we no telling, you know, what we could have done with it, but now we're embracing this thing called the worldwide net, and I just praise God.
All right.
You know,
that we're
doing that.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think each of us can make our own contribution. It doesn't have to be big, but we can definitely make the contribution one by one.
Amen.
Absolutely, and that's how the scripture, my base scripture is in Revelations, where it says we overcame him, and a lot of people miss that him. They, you know, it's small him. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb,
God,
by the word of our testimony. So our testimonies are powerful. They're powerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the you're being hit by a semi and walking away, not having enough, you know, to the morgue. You walked away, falling down a flight of stairs, and you were able to get up and walk. You know, that's a testimony. That's not a small thing, because there are people that have fallen downstairs that are completely paralyzed, don't have any anything, but maybe their eyelids. You know, there are people that have been hit by a semi-trailer truck, and to walk away from it, that's God.
My God,
that's
my God.
That is God. The caller right after you, Sister Victoria, to be able to, her testimony is similar to ours. We're moving. My husband was relocated from Chicago to Atlanta, and we had a home in Chicago and did not sell the home, and we're not supposed to be able to even start the financing for a second home until we sold the home. Got a call from the mortgage company telling us that we could start the paperwork, called the realtor. She said, oh, congratulations, you sold your home. And this is how we knew. You know, we didn't really actually know that. This is how we knew that we could, you know, that we weren't supposed to be able to start the process until we sold our home in Chicago. And she said, oh, you sold your home. Congratulations. Like, no, we didn't sell our home. She was like, oh, you didn't sell your home? And like, no. And she said, okay, well, let me call you back. Called us back, you know, a few hours later. She said, well, yes. You know, they told us to go on and start the paperwork. That's God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, those are the testimonies that those are the testimonies that we want for people to hear. Testimonies build you up, and they allow you to be able to say, you know, if God did it for them, you know, he can do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, well, let me get my life straight so that God can do this for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
We used
Thank
to
you,
have
Jesus.
Testimony, and that's the Lord gave this to me because back home, like I said, I've been saved for 30-something years. We used to have testimony service in the church. And it's still a small nucleus of people that hear the testimony, but still it's getting out. But we used to have testimony service, and our testimony service was so fiery. Oh, my God. So as Evangelist Bernard wanted someone to take the broadcast for Saturday because, you know, she does it every day, and how, you know, she does it, it has to be God, that she has the script to be able to do a broadcast every day, okay, with zeal. She doesn't come on, you know, like, okay, this is enough. She's with zeal. She does it for the broadcast. So when that was opened up, God dropped this in my spirit. You know, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and I'm like, testimonies, I would love to hear testimonies. So when I presented it to her, she was like, oh, yeah, that's God. I feel that in my spirit. As you're telling me this, I feel that in my spirit. And the enemy, let me tell you, the enemy has tried to discourage me from having this broadcast because I do not get the people to really, you know, to call in to give testimonies. I have to call people. I have to get guests. And God is so wonderful. He always allows me to have a guest that has, like, this outstanding testimony. Brother Liberal, you have got to hear the testimony from last week. You weren't on last week, but I had a young man that is 24 years old. He is a rapper and a successful businessman. But the testimony is the man has been in trouble since he was in fifth
grade. I think you were
saying
that's the one that had them 4 felonies and couldn't get a job.
4 felonies. He said he
wow.
could work at McDonald's if he wanted to. And now he has 2 stores in very upscale malls here in the Triangle area. Upscale
wow.
malls. You know, I thought that he said that one of them was in the mall in Durham, and this is not like really a good mall. But last week when he said in the Triangle Mall and the South Point Mall, I was like, oh, my God, look
my
at
Lord,
that.
My Lord, God is able. Ha-ha. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he is. So, you know, that's why we're here, Sister Kavina, and I thank you.
There's a scripture somewhere. I don't know where it's found at, but God said, who can take an unclean thing and make it clean but God?
Okay.
That's right.
Amen. I forget where it's found at, but I was just reminded of that scripture and whatnot. Who can take something unclean and make it clean but God?
Yes.
Amen. Had Naaman had to go into the nastiest thing. Remember that? Not surely Caesar, but it was one of them. Might have been Aretha Franklin, one of them, when they preached it, where Naaman had to go in that water and dip in the nastiest lake in Jordan, and then he got healed. You know, I said, who would you thought you can get healed by soaking in something nasty? You know, but
yes.
God, that's how God works sometimes. He'll take you through something bad so you can get clean.
Yes,
you know? Yes. So, amen. I just like, my God, I ain't speaking out on nobody's life, but, like, I just found that fascinating how God can take through people through some terrible stuff just so they can get clean and whatnot. I'm like, wow. My God, my God.
Absolutely. And all of us are unclean, really. I mean, if you look at it, we are of the blood of Adam. And so even if we don't do anything, I mean, even if we try to live the best that we can live and, you know, do good to everyone
right.
that we can do good to, we still have the blood of Adam in us. So we're unclean.
Amen. This is true.
We're clean. We're unclean. So I'm just so happy. I always say I'm sitting here like on my wedding day where I'm just smiling and my cheeks were tired, you know, on the wedding day because I was smiling. So I was so happy. And that's how the testimonies make me, they make me so happy, you know, to hear. And it encourages me. It encourages me to go on. If I have to call people, if I have to, you know, ask God, which is what we're supposed to do anyway, you know, ask God. I tell God, this is not my broadcast. This is your broadcast. You have on who you want to have on. Like Sister Victoria said, you have to do the work. I still have to put out a clarion call. I still have to, you know, when I talk to people, say, oh, that's an awesome testimony. You know, would you come on my broadcast? I still have to do that. But God always
I'm going to start using that word, too. I like that word, clarion call. I ain't heard that until this year. I've been hearing it a lot. I said clarion
really?
Call. Thank you. Amen. I'm going to use that. I'm gonna use that word. I like that word. Amen. Put some clarion calls out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's all right, Holy Ghost. Thank you.
And let me add in terms of a scripture here that I think we've been talking about really. But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph, and that's from Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. So just know that no matter what, that God will lead us to triumph. Sometimes we may not be able to see it right away, but if we persevere and just keep pressing on, we can see the triumph.
I receive
absolutely.
That. Amen.
Like Sister Victoria was saying, she was saying that, you know, at times she wanted to quit. She said, honey, y'all, let's just forget about it, you know, about getting a house. And she sent me a picture. I'm going to post it on Facebook. It is a beautiful home that she said. Now, I'm sorry, Kavina, what was that scripture again?
It's 2 Corinthians 2:14.
2 Corinthians 2:14. I use other translations, but I don't know. I got saved with King James, and sometimes I just love the way King James, you know, put stuff. Because I think that's when. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. In everything,
yes.
He will give us the victory. I love that. I love that. Honey, I'm just talking. Did you have something that you wanted to say?
No, I'm just enjoying, first of all, the testimonies and just the words of encouragement. And I was thinking, though, when Liberal Democrat began to give his testimony, how he said, he was wondering whether he should give it, and it, you know, might not seem that significant. But you know what? There was a one of the bishops in the area that I grew up in who came and visited our church and preached a message that, to this day, I am reminded of. I never forget it. And those few little words, his subject was, God won't let you down. And which
All
is
right.
a big thing. You know, that's a mouthful in itself. But then the one statement out of his whole, and he preached a while, and this is probably insignificant to someone else, but it kind of gives the gist of how important we are to God. And at one point in his sermon, he just kind of stopped and looked across the audience and said, God even knows when your washing machine quit. And that just said so much to my spirit that there's not anything, and the scripture backs this up, that there's not anything about us, as my wife said, he's concerned about the things that concern you. And so whenever, whatever is going on in our lives, God is there. He's not too big to take care of our small problems. And it's because of how big he is that he can tend to every one of the billions of people in this world. He's so big that he can be concerned about every small problem of every one of those billions of people. That's the kind of God that we serve.
Hallelujah.
And so when we think of his goodness and the song says, all that he's done for me, not just the big things, but all that he's done for me. That's why our souls can cry out or have to cry out, hallelujah, because God has just been so good, so attentive. I mean, just everything about him is concerned about everything about us, and I just praise God for that.
Hallelujah. That's right, Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
So grateful. We don't have any more callers. I'm just been so encouraged today by the testimonies that have been given, and I'm so appreciative to the callers that called in today, a liberal Democrat who is a faithful person to just broadcast. And I say faithful, and it doesn't mean that he calls in every week, but he does check in with us. He is a speaker for New Destiny Ministries often. I see I'm not always able to call in to that.
But I do be listening to the archives, though. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I be saying, I said, Lord, we ought to get these on YouTube in a minute. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, and that's Kavina does, she does visual, she does visual stuff. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Kavina? Because also we use the broadcast to promote the different avenues that our guests are on. We've had someone that's very successful in Five Links. We've had just recently we had a young lady that has. It's really a ministry called Save Our Sons here in Raleigh, which is, you know, something that is very dear to, you know, to our hearts, because our sons are, you know, like the young man that was on last week, and I said I was going to connect them together because that's on his heart. He's also in the Raleigh area that get in trouble as young people. This young man was a fighter, but he started fighting because his parents are Nigerian, and they used to tease him, you know, because he was from Africa. So they, like, were African-Americans, but anyway, they used to tease him. He's so cruel, but they used to tease him. So to keep people from teasing him and, you know, picking and bullying him, he started fighting, and that's how his you know, how he started getting into trouble because of him, you know, having to protect himself. And then he got so good at it. Yeah. He became the bully, but anyway. And then we have just various. We have an author. We had two authors that have been on. So, Kavina, I said all of that to say, tell us a little bit about what you do and what you're going to be doing so that we can, you know, the listeners can come. Because we have people that listen, they may not be on the broadcast itself, but they'll go into the archives like Liberal Democrat does and listen to the various broadcasts that we've had on. So, thanks, Kavina.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I co-founded a nonprofit called KT4R, and we're a community based organization, and we're in the process of sharing information. So things along about, I think we talked about a little bit earlier, that healthy marriage initiative, healthy family lifestyle. So we talk about the Life Training Academy, just really information that will help people in general. Originally, it was for young people, but I'm realizing that most of us have missed somewhere some information, and it will be good for everyone. How should you choose a spouse, right? How does marriage work in terms of how can you keep it beyond just saying, okay, we're not going to get a divorce, but how do you make it a happy marriage? So those are some of the topics that we'll be discussing in the future. And definitely I'll keep you posted.
And you said that's on KT4R. Is that a website or?
That's the website, KC4R.org.
Amen.
Yeah, and so we will have it listed. As you mentioned, we are doing video, and of course it's a little bit more complicated, but I think our brother has mentioned earlier that technology is just getting easier and easier. And so as we get comfortable with the technology and the new technology, it'll be easier to post some of the things that we've been planning for a long time.
Amen, amen. I just pulled you guys' page up. I'm looking at it where it says Family Lifestyle Initiatives and Amen Training Academies. Amen. You guys are on it. Amen.
Well, thank you. And really, one of the things that we wanted to really begin with is the healthy family lifestyle, because there's been so much mention about child obesity, as if somehow the child is obese by him or herself. The whole family needs to get involved. I mean, if the child is being, in a sense, forced to look at healthier menu choices and exercising, why don't we all get involved? Why are we just putting it on the child? Let's everybody get involved, the husband, the wife, the mother and the father, the brother and the sister, who are all of us. Because exercise is good no matter what shape you're in. And healthy menu is good no matter what.
Amen, amen. And one thing I see you guys are doing with the older people, like the senior citizens, because usually people used to respect the mothers in the church, and they used to have a very important position where they would teach the people, and we have walked away from that. So I like how you guys are bridging that gap by bringing the young people back with the senior citizens again and starting that conversation again. So I think that's important, that we would use the wisdom from the old Bible. So I call the old because they wise and they know the way. Amen, of God. So I like that you guys are working with that, letting these young people know that these elderly, they are our mentors. They have something to share. Amen.
Absolutely. And, in fact, let me share that my favorite woman, she's one of our divas at church, and she says, this is Miss Naomi, who's 90, I think she'll be going 95 this year. Several years back, she said, if I had known that I would have lived this long, I would have taken better care of myself. So young people, we can really, know that, hey, just know that we're in an age where we can live a long time. We can think to live 120, 150. Young people now can live probably 150 easily, just because of all the knowledge of our own health. And of course, tomorrow is never guaranteed. But don't you want to be prepared? Like this Ms. Naomi is telling us, go ahead. Child, go ahead and just take better care of yourself just in case you do live to be 150. Don't you want to enjoy it?
I know that's right.
Yes, we are living longer now, and it does profit us to take care of ourselves, and Amen. 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 Well, we have come to the end of the program, or I'm ending the program now because we don't have any more guests. And I am just so thankful to God for the testimonies that we've heard on today. Mm-hmm. God has truly been glorified, as always, and I'm so glad. My husband told me, Kavita, that I have been saying your name improperly, so please forgive me.
No problem. Miss Naomi called me Ovita, and after that, I think, you know what, I'm not going to correct anybody. Whatever they call me, it'll be all right.
Well,
praise God.
Just like I said, we're so happy that, you know, that you came on and gave us your testimony. And we just pray that everybody has been blessed, those that will listen to the archives and those that are on the Internet. And we really can't see you on, but we know that when we look at the stats, we can see that people are listening. And people are being blessed because God has given us some awesome testimonies, and we're just not ashamed of what God is doing. You know, I think that sometimes people are, you know, I don't want to say that because it's a slight on me. You know, it'll make me look bad, but it doesn't make us look bad. It shows the power of God in us, and every day is a new day for us. If we've done something wrong or if we've not been right, because we have a new day, we're able to get it straight. So get it straight and walk with God and let Him use you in your life to be able to uplift somebody else. That's what we're here for. We're here to give God the glory, but we're also here to draw people to the kingdom. And that's our purpose.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you. Praise God.
Thank you. So, liberal Democrat, if you would, I'm going to give you a call after we get off the line, but if you would close us out today, I would appreciate it. But before you do that, let me just say, give another shout-out to New Destiny Ministries. She is broadcasting every day. She has some awesome, awesome men and women of God that are expounding the Word of God and teaching and mentoring. You're able to ask questions at the end. You're able to make comments at the end. Tune in every day at this same number, 858-683-1334. I like saying it that slow because sometimes when people give telephone numbers on the air, they give them so fast, you know, that you're not able to catch them. But
amen.
The number, if you're online, is 858-683-1334. And she is on every day, Pacific time at 1 o'clock, Central time it's 3 o'clock, and Eastern time here in the Carolinas, it is 4 o'clock every day. And then, of course, tune in and give your testimony to They Overcame every Saturday. We're here 5 a.m. Pacific time, 7 a.m. Central time, and 8 a.m. Eastern time. So tune in to They Overcame. And now, Brother Liberal, if you could just close us out with prayer.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you, praise God, amen, amen, for hearing the testimonies, amen, amen. Again, we just ask everyone, amen, just go back into the archives, amen, because it's like it's 5 o'clock in the morning here when this broadcast come on, but the beautiful thing is, you know, you can go back and listen to the archives and get everything, amen, amen. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, amen to God, for the calls that came in, God, the testimonies, amen. Even now, somebody has overcame, amen to God, hallelujah. Somebody has been blessed, oh, God, we decree and we declare, amen to God, from this, amen to God, broadcast that somebody, amen, get the courage, amen to God, to believe you for whatever they are going through, because because you done helped somebody else. Amen to God. We realize that you are not a respecter of person, oh God. So if you've done it for somebody else, that a testimony that we heard on this line, amen, we know you're going to do it for somebody else. We speak this to those that's listening on this call right now, amen to God, that you would, amen to God, that, amen, when you're going through, when you would call into this line, amen to God, go on Blog Talk and amen to God and just amen to God, just listen, amen to God, to what God is doing in other people's lives. We speak that, oh God, now that there be a release, that angel, oh God, be activated in that person's house, in that person's business, amen to God, in that person's life, amen to God, that you would give them strength when they want to give up. Amen to God. When they're thinking, amen to God, that, amen to God, that there is no help, that's when you will bless, amen. We speak it, amen to God, that you will bless, amen, they're coming in and they're going out, amen, that you be a hedge around their health, that you be a hedge around their ministry, and that there be no backlash and no retaliation, amen to God, that you will bless Elder Burns and Minister Burns even now, God, amen, as they do this ministry, amen to God, because the devil is mad, and we thank and praise God that they are considered, amen, hallelujah, by the adversary, because they are doing something, God. Be that hedge around that ministry in Jesus' name, and bless those that will listen, amen, that it will fall on good ground. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name, and somebody said amen, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, until next week, we just want to praise you.
I just wanna praise you.